love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
In the morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to a cloudy Northwest morning. Happy hump day. We're going to do this thing. You've heard him for years doing the movies and Ticket or Skip It. That guy right over there, his name is Drew.
Well, that face app, though, it made me look like your mom's third husband. You know, the guy with the convertible Corvette.
That's what your mama said. That's what your mama said.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that was going to be mine too.
Yeah.
FaceApp is taking over the world.
Unbelievable.
Yes. It's amazing.
Even I did it. If I do it, you know, it's like it's penetrated. It's gotten the message out.
Because Drew never does anything, right, when it comes to social media.
Right.
Or if there's a video, you could always find Drew in the background just sort of waving his hands up and down.
That's right. That's
it. Doing whatever he can to hide.
Face down the entire time.
All right. Good morning, Claire. What's up?
I had the same reaction as Drew. I also did FaceApp, and then I went out and I bought a big jar of moisturizer and just dipped my whole head in it. I want to fight the future. Yes. Fight it.
Oh, what is it? The oil of Olay,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Ryder the Youngin, what's up, man?
I watched somebody try to steal a Lime bike this morning.
Ooh.
Really? Oh, those little green bikes that are like all over the highway?
Yeah, it was over kind of by Factoria Square. He could not figure it out.
Well, I can't figure the thing out either. I mean, do you just get on the bike and ride it where you want?
He tried to do that, but then he fell over. But
you probably need to unlock it.
Does it lock?
Yeah, it locks. You need the app, and then you scan it, and then you put your money on there, and then you can take it anywhere.
Well, I got to tell you, those things are confusing.
They're very confusing.
I don't know. You know, I thought it was like a sign of the times to see these. Oh, what's going on with all the green bikes?
Yeah, what's confusing is where you see them left. I saw one left on the middle of a bridge down in Tukwila, on the sidewalk in the middle of the bridge, over the freeway. Well, don't leave your sandwich unattended. Guard your sandwich with your lives around this guy, our host, Stuffins.
Well, speaking of like challenges and stuff, going back to the face app thing, I mean, I guess I figured out in a way I look like a weird, most interesting man in the world.
You do, right?
I said you look like Santa Claus in the off season.
Yeah.
You look like a trim Santa Claus.
So that, you know, the face app is definitely something that's absolutely taken over right now. But yesterday, Ryder the Youngin and I went out for the bread challenge. And Ryder the Youngin, tell everybody what the bread challenge is.
So the bread challenge is basically you just walk up to a tree with a stapler and a slice of bread and you staple it to the tree.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Makes
is it still
sense.
There today? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, it's still there. I drove past.
Yes.
No way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Is it found it?
Not yet.
No.
All right. Hey, Drew, what happened while we were sleeping? What are we waking up to right now?
The State Patrol were on a little high-speed chase on I-90, really close to our shop office.
No kidding.
And one officer got a little bit injured when they rear-ended another car during the chase. It was a stolen car chase, but, you know, they did get the little buggers.
They
got three people and arrested them. It was like 12:19 this morning.
Our Washington State Patrol, I mean, they are awesome. I mean, I'm so impressed with their ability. You know, to organize, communicate strategically, get there like in seconds.
Yeah.
You know, same with all law enforcement. They're all communicating. What's up, by the way? They choose our show to listen to.
They do.
Yeah.
I know this because they told me.
They have this show on just to torture the people they've arrested in the backseat.
Yeah, hey, we're going to turn it up. Listen to this. Our first caller of the show is Lumber Mill Patrick from Stanwood. What's up, Patrick? How are you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing? Happy hump day, everyone.
Happy hump day to you, my friend. You know what? I'm hoping for some good weather today, too. But, hey, looking at my Doppler, this is what it's all about today. Breezy, rain at times. We're only going to be going into the 60s today, Patrick.
Sounds like a typical Washington day.
Yes, it
does. You know what? This weekend it's going to be all right. But what else is happening? Tell me something unique about Lumber Mill Patrick.
I don't really know what is unique about Lumber Mill Patrick other than everything.
Nailed it. Lumber Mill Patrick, have you done the Face app yet?
I have not done the Face app yet.
All right, well, get on it. Get on it. Make sure you do that. Thank you so much for calling. We got a big show today.
And now,
Here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
Happy Hump Day, everybody. Thank you. Good to be here compiling What Are You Kidding Me? Stories. Because somebody's got to do this. Nobody else will, but dadgummit, I will. I'm going to begin with a story out of England. Surprise, surprise! An entire town in England recently threw a 10th birthday party for a cat named Wilbur that roams around to different businesses, right?
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem. The bad part is Wilbur didn't show up.
Oh, no.
A cat didn't make a scheduled appointment? How odd.
That's right. That's right. Well, the people showed up, but the cat never did. I have exclusive What Are You Kidding Me audio, folks.
I just think this is great, having a cat and celebrating its 10th birthday. It's amazing.
He is the most beautiful cat in the world.
Cheers to Wilbur. Happy birthday, Wilbur!
It's just wonderful, isn't it? Who would ever have thought that a cat could just bring a community together so well? They've just embraced him, they love him, and that makes me really happy because he's a community cat.
Where's Wilbur? That's a good question. I've been asked that about 50 times tonight. It's probably at the other pub. Who knows? Wilbur is his own cat.
Where's Wilbur? Oh, God bless us, everyone. Hey, can we send like a tweet or some sort of maybe an Instagram, whatever, to that community in England and say happy birthday to Wilbur and crew from the Fitz crew or something like that?
It's Wilbur's birthday. We got it.
Absolutely.
Well, Wilbur is his own cat.
Yeah,
right.
True.
But you know what? The little punk didn't show up. I said it the other day. Remember what Green Beret Bob says? My dad says, you can never trust a cat. And then you said, you had another good thing about a cat. You said something about a cat. Do you remember what you said? It was so wise.
I don't remember. I say lots of things about cats.
I said, you couldn't.
She's always talking about cats.
I love cats.
I said, you can't trust cats. And then you said, you're right. You can't. But, and it was really something good about a cat. You'll remember it. Don't worry.
You see, the reason that the cat didn't show up to this party is it was like, oh, good, all the people are gone. It went into one of their houses and like ate all their fish and slept on their pillow. Yeah.
And like stole their breath while they were sleeping
exactly.
or something.
Because that's what cats do.
That's what they do.
They do.
All right, let's go to page two real quick.
What are you kidding me?
I'm going to take you out of Iowa. Man, that's thuggin'. Hey, Shade. Made in the Shade in the other room in there. Can you find me some Tupac if you can? I know I'm throwing it out there. A 66-year-old high-ranking government official in Iowa was recently forced to resign because of his obsession with Tupac. It included him playing the music in the office, sending an email to 4,300 of his employees telling them to commemorate Tupac's birthday. You know? And enough was enough. He's gone. They forced him to resign. It was, people weren't flowing with the Pac like he wanted to. I flow with Pac.
Every day.
I mean, liking Pac is not a fireable offense. Maybe it's the fact that he emailed 4,300 people and demanded they celebrate Tupac's birthday.
That could be it. And there you go. You got the
What Are You Kidding Me?
Stories of the Day. Of course, something that everybody is really talking about today.
Make a funny face.
The Face app.
Make a funny face.
The Face app.
Move your eyes, your mouth, your nose.
It'll tell you how damn old you are. So, in case you kind of missed it, the past couple of days, I'm sure you'll see it in your news feed today, everybody. Everybody's doing Face app. And as I was doing Face app last night, I sent a couple of my aged photos to my family, and then the conversation started. I mean, my mom was freaking out. She's like, oh my God, that is so sweet. Now I get to see what you're going to look like old. That is so sweet. And then everyone, my dad, Green Beret Bob, got involved, my brothers and sisters. It was a 45-minute text conversation, and then that led to about an hour and a half of us doing photos and you know, doing new Face app photos. And I noticed all you guys did the Face app photos too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it almost caused my girlfriend to jump off the roof because she, she did hers, and then she sent it to her mom without any heads up, and her mom went, oh, you look so nice. And she's like, no, mom, I do not look like this. Yes. I do not think that's me.
Yeah, some people really, really got scared, I'm sure. But this is something else I was thinking about. Congratulations, you guys. Now we are all in the facial recognition software database. One more thing upon further research.
Yep.
It is a Russian app.
Hey, you know, Russians want to take a good look at me.
I'm so sorry.
Get a good look.
I'm just saying, they got us. Everybody's got us. Wherever you go now, if you've done the face app, if you're doing shady stuff, the facial recognition stuff, they got you. They got us. What have we done?
Can I say, last
we fell
night,
for it.
I was conscious of that as everyone was doing it.
I was too.
And
yes.
And they said, you got to. Last night about 8 o'clock, I went, you know what?
Yeah.
I know this is just putting me in a database. I know I'm giving away information, but I've gone so far down that road. Who cares?
Right, that's right. The thing. Yeah, I've already done that.
You've already got Facebook.
Right. Right.
They got everything.
What more do they want?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we give up to be able to have this fun on social media and to play with these apps. We give up everything. We sign over everything right there in the little...
Accept
an agreement. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to go find that Tom Anderson guy and kick his butt, because he really is the one that started all this.
For MySpace?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom. What have you done, Tom?
Made a lot of money and moved to
Tom Remote Island. Tom really started it all. I mean, doesn't he have a lawsuit against Zuckerberg completely? I mean, Tom started everything, right?
I guess. He's the one that brought social media to the public attention.
Yeah. Yeah, but think about it this way. Remember, Henry Ford didn't invent the car. He just invented mass production.
Right.
So Zuckerberg's not the first person to take someone else's idea and make more money off of it.
That is true.
Yeah.
Capitalism. Good point.
Yeah, let's focus on the real bad guy, Zuckerberg.
That's right.
The robot himself.
Hey, if you've done the face app, let us know. Shoot us a text to 96459. You know what? Post it on our Facebook page. It'd be great. Facebook.com/98.9TheBull. Right, or the young, and will you post ours up there in a second?
They're up there right now.
All right. Let's get to the bulletin.
Fits in the morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin is on.
New Country 98.9.
The Bull.
628. Here's Drew.
A local woman was, quote, scammed out of $10,000. But get this, it's a perfectly legal scheme that got her. So pay attention. Melissa Taylor was a victim of a scheme that experts say is a growing problem across the nation. She contacted a company called A to Z Marketing Solutions and another company called Business Marketing Experts. They promised to set her up an Amazon affiliate website. This is a kind of a shopping site that spills, quote unquote, overflow Amazon shoppers to you or links them to you through Amazon. You know, everyone's into Amazon. Now, where they got her was they helped her secure a loan for $10,000 to pay for the website development. Now, they developed the sites. She paid the loan. They said, don't worry. The money you're making is going to more than cover the cost of the loan and all that. It's going to pay it back. It'll all be free. Problem is, she's never made a penny. This thing doesn't really work. It's broken. But here's the thing. They didn't break any laws. So watch out. If something thinks
too good
to be true.
Look out for scams, people. Yeah.
Even if it's legal, it is probably not a legit business. If it seems way too easy to make that money, everyone would be doing it.
It's not that easy. Yeah, it should not cost you $10,000 to make a website.
Right. Not at all.
And that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those recent earthquakes up near Everett have experts checking on the effectiveness of our safety systems and their performance. One thing they noticed was a barrage of 911 calls were clogging up the lines for that shaking. So they're telling people, do not call 911 just if you notice an earthquake or want some information about an earthquake. You can actually call 311 for that because 911, when you clog up those lines, you might be preventing someone who really needs emergency services.
So, again, 311 for the quakes.
311 is for information about earthquakes and other natural events.
Word is that Seattle's NHL expansion team could be tapping Hockey Hall of Famer Ron Francis to be the team's first general manager. Nothing official yet has been made, but insiders say that Ron Francis is the favorite to lead the team, which still has no name, but will start playing in 2021. Ron Francis played hockey for 23 years. He played for the Whalers, the Maple Leafs, and the Penguins, and then he spent four seasons as the general manager of the Hurricanes. And congratulations to Mariners' Mitch Haniger. The Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association has named him the team winner of the 2019 Heart and Hustle Award, which goes to players who demonstrate a passion not just for baseball, but embody the values, spirit, and traditions of the game. Mitch won because he does a ton of for the community, including for veterans and for children.
Kind of sounds similar to my Little Piece of Heaven Award, and yes. I need to award that very, very soon.
Isn't this the same guy that didn't he take a pitch in his Little Piece of Heaven?
He sure did. Yeah, I'm wondering if that's part of the reason he got the award.
This is the guy that
he's still not back
bean.
Yet.
He burst a bean.
Yeah,
he got hit in the pork and beans.
He did. He self-inflicted. He fouled a ball into the ground that bounced back up.
Oh.
And brace yourselves. This involves the word rupture. So yeah. He's still out.
I would retire instantly.
Mm-hmm. I would, too.
I would leave the country.
No award makes up for that.
He's going to be back very soon, maybe this week, certainly next week.
Well, that is good for him.
Yeah, I'm
that
very happy
some strength.
For him. He's a good guy. I will tell you, Drew, among the many organizations that tweeted their congratulations was the Semper Fi Foundation. Apparently, he does a lot.
So how do you feel about now, talking about the pork and beans?
I was simply bringing up the situation, the news.
Right. Yeah. He's a man of steel. Let's leave it at that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whew. At least the new one, anyway.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So anyway,
I'm not talking about that. You boys do your boy
surgical
thing.
Surgical stainless.
I know.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Is on. It's county versus county. It's city versus city. And I'll tell you what, the month of July, this is what County Wars is all about.
This competition is hot. You got Pierce County still sitting
on
top.
It's hot.
With six wins. King County has three. Kitsap County has three. You got Mason with two, Grays Harbor with two, Snohomish with two, and then Jefferson and Skagit counties each with one on the board. All Everyone's right. in the game.
And Claire, today's prize for County Wars.
Tickets for Brett Young at the Evergreen State Fair.
Let's meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Caitlin and Tumwater representing Thurston County. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
And you're going against Corey from Bonnie Lake representing Pierce County. What's up, Corey?
Howdy, 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 partners.
Yee! Woo! All right, it's the battle of the seas today, Caitlin and Corey. Let me explain the rules to you. Best two out of three wins. Your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, I need you to scream your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
All righty.
All right, let's play County Wars. Buckley and Enumclaw have a long-time rivalry, and it has a name. It's called the Battle of what?
Corey! Is that the Battle of Bridges?
That is right! Boom! Corey, first point! Man, that question is kind of tailor-made.
Wow!
All right, let's move on. We're always talking about brand new trends on the show. Recently, a brand new trend started. What are people stapling to trees in social media's newest stupid trend?
Corey! Is it bread?
That is correct! Wow. Two scores. That's a win.
Matter of fact, we actually just stapled bread to a tree yesterday for the challenge.
We did.
We actually did that.
Harder than it sounds.
Got a tree sandwich.
Congratulations, Corey from Bonnie Lake. Great job, my friend.
Awesome, Fitz. Thank you so much. My name is Corey, and I'm the absolute pride of Pierce County. And I kick Thurston County stinking butts on County Wars.
All right. Get ready. Round two of County Wars happens at 8:40 this morning. Claire, what are we giving away?
Tickets for Jeff Dunham at the Washington State Fair.
The puppet guy.
Uh-huh.
Play Fitz in the Mornings. County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county.
And as you are going out to Watershed very, very soon, put on your neon bowl. That just means wear neon because we're going to send out, we're going to come hunting for you with our tag team. And when we see neon, let's just say, tag, you are it to go backstage. Wear that neon, Watershed. That's what I'm saying. Uh-oh, folks. I'm a daddy, right?
Yeah, why?
And I like to tell jokes, right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because, Dad, your jokes are the worst.
The world champion tongue twister got arrested the other day.
Why?
I heard they're going to give him a tough sentence.
No. No. No.
You laughed.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because dad, your jokes are the worst.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns. On New Country 98.9 The Bull.
When Taylor Swift's new video for You Need to Calm Down premiered a couple few weeks ago, there was all kinds of celebrities, and lo and behold, there was Katy Perry all dressed up like a cheeseburger, hugging T-Swifty in her French fry outfit. Mm-hmm. And we all wondered, wow, those girls finally kissing made up. All the bad blood and all the songs and all the everything about each other, what did it take? Katy says she was the one who literally sent an olive branch, like she sent an olive branch with a note to Taylor saying, we need to grow up. We're the same person, and we need to be united in this stuff that's going on in this industry.
And you don't want to mess with the Queen T.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah.
And
love
so
you, Tay-Tay.
Then they were at an Oscar party this year, and they got together, and Taylor invited Katy over to see her new kitty cat that she got. And Katy was like, oh, my God, the cats are cute. And then the rest is history. So that's
and then they talked about lip gloss.
And then they did. And now, well, they talked about lip gloss, but they're probably also, like, you know, plotting the demise of Scooter Braun is my real.
Yeah.
I think that's what it takes to get people together is united for a common enemy.
Give me back my library.
Exactly. She's probably going to, you know, girl her up on how to do that. Congratulations to Jimmy Allen, giving it his best shot to girlfriend Alexis Gale. And get this, boys, take note. They got engaged in front of the castle at Disney World.
Oh.
That's how you do it. Down on one knee in front of Cinderella's castle thing there.
I don't know. I mean, that's a great trip and everything like that. But
yeah.
For a proposal?
No. Yes.
I think the lady would say you could do better creatively.
Well, I think it depends on the lady. If she was really into Disney, like a lot of these art, then that's perfect. But
that
if she's not into that stuff, then she's like, what's this kid stuff? What are we doing here?
I used to go to Disneyland every year, and every year I saw some guy proposing to his girlfriend in front
every
of that
time.
Castle.
Yeah.
And did the girl love it?
Four times out of ten.
You decided to do this here?
It was kind of kid stuff because both of their families were there. This was a big family trip. Jimmy brought his five-year-old son, Aiden, from a previous relationship. Apparently, Aiden and Alexis get on really well, and her parents are there, and his parents were there. And so that's kind of why he did it, because everybody was there.
That's way more romantic.
I don't think she would have been surprised. What everyone wants to know, though, is if a ship were sinking and the two of them and there was only one door, could they both fit on the door? I don't know what Jimmy Allen says, but Leonardo DiCaprio is not talking about this most controversial part of the movie Titanic, where everybody says he could have lived if she had just moved over a couple of inches.
Yeah.
It came up again at the cast questioning for his new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, and even the two of them could not get Leo to have this conversation.
Okay, biggest movie controversy of all time. Could Jack have fit on that door at the end?
Oh my gosh, I thought it. I remember bawling my eyes out when I was
a girl. That's telling, I think.
That is funny.
What do you think, Brad?
Well, I'm going to go back and look now. So, certainly.
No comment,
Brad. Did you mention it at the time? Were you like, should we make the door smaller? So
like I said, I have no comment.
Oh, they tried.
It's like he really wanted to get on that door, and Jack was like, No, I'm going to hold on to this diamond. I'm sitting on this door by myself.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure. You're going to drown and freeze.
Getting to land with this diamond by me.
That's right. Kate Winslet owned that movie. There you go. You got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
I'll never let go of this diamond.
Bye, Jack.
Yeah, we're waking on.
They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Well, yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
In the morning.
Waking on up.
With the Fitz in the morning on my radio. Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
With the Fitz.
Waking on up.
The Fitz is your favorite morning show.
Morning show.
Yeah.
If you're going to Watershed, Here's what I could tell you. I had a conversation with the Prime Minister of Twang last night. That is our boss. We're going to be hunting for you. If you're dressed in neon bull, if you have any neon on, our tag team is going to be hunting for you. And when we tag you, you're ready to go backstage, complete access, and like you've never seen before. We're hunting. Yes.
We've got neon bull shirts, but you don't have to use one of ours. You can make your own. Get a neon shirt.
That is correct.
Write the bull on it in a Sharpie or something, anything. Decorate up however
neon
you want.
Neon, too.
Neon.
There you go. Neon bull. Again, our tag team tactical squad is going to be hunting for you. Put on that neon.
Very covert.
Trying to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
All right, so I'm about to tell a story about a gator, and you're like, okay, Fitz, how's that good stuff? Gators are petrifying, especially I heard yesterday that there are now, because of the flooding and crazy storms, there are officials in certain parts of the South that are worried that some of the meth that people are flushing down their toilets and stuff is getting in the water, and now that they are worried about meth gators.
Oh.
I kid you not.
Super giant tweaked out gators?
Meth gators.
Oh,
tweaked out meth gators. Shade, I think you told me about this story, didn't you? Yes, Made in the Shade.
Yeah, it was a story in USA Today.
Do you know anything about this, the meth gator, Shade?
Just that they're really scary.
And they can't hold a job.
And they don't have very good teeth. But other than that.
Shade. Yeah. So anyway, be on the lookout for those. I mean, forget about Sharknado. The next one's meth gators.
Oh, man.
You know? All right. With that. What?
High-speed chicken feed. Sorry.
High-speed chicken feed gators.
Yeah.
These are straight-up gators on the high-speed chicken feed. All right. Well, back to the good stuff. I digress. But this 75-year-old dude in Florida, he just fought off a 7-foot, 7-inch alligator last Tuesday after it came out of a pond and grabbed his daughter's golden retriever.
Oh!
What did the 75-year-old do? He kicked it in the snout. And then what?
I see the water rippling right along in here, and then this almost seemed like an explosion. He was squealing a good bit when the thing grabbed him. Me, I'm nervous wreck. I go up, slip, fall on my rear end. And the two of us are tugging. The alligator's going one way, I'm tugging the other. The thing opened its mouth real wide and backed up a little. I don't know what would happen with people with little Pekingese or something running around. I guess we'd say goodbye.
So does that mean the dog's okay? I hope it
dog
does.
Dog is fine. Dog
it
is
sounds
good.
Like the dog's okay.
He got it. It's got a little sore leg or
sure.
Too. I bet.
But
man, guy's a hero.
At least... I mean, for all I know, maybe the gator was on meth.
He took on a methigator.
Yeah, a methigator. There you go. That is the good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
All jacked up.
Yeah.
All jacked up.
I have no problem with beginning. I'll go ahead. So, I've been doing this for a while. So, like, my babies, my older babies, they're in North Texas right now with their mama. So, that means I can go in my 17-year-old Cooper's room when he's gone, and there are times when I pop on his PlayStation and I hear just kids and people and adults all around the world, you know, playing these certain games, and they're saying things and they're communicating.
Yeah.
And I jump in there, and I'll just start randomly saying things, like sometimes cussing people out and then just leaving the conversation.
Are you sure you're not a millennial?
Yeah.
Does that make me jacked up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're all jacked up.
Also makes you 14 years old.
What? What'd you say?
I said it also makes you 14 years old.
All right.
Yeah, good point.
Hey, what do y'all think? Does that make me jacked up? Text to 96459. Anyone else?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's brilliant, actually, by the way.
Thank you. Because you know what? I hear my kid all the time, and Cooper, it'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning. I kid you not. And when school was going on a school night, and you'd hear him just erupt, saying rude things. And I would get up, what is going on? And he's in this game session where they're just screaming and cussing at each other with people all around the world that are playing the same game he is.
That's the whole reason I don't play online games. I don't need to be cussed out by some kid around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I sneak in and do it myself.
Yeah.
Claire,
so
go ahead.
I imagine scenarios in which I am the great hero. Like, if something bad's going to happen, right. I'm the one who disarms the gunman or whatever. And I was on the plane the other day. And,
you didn't do that, did you?
No, I was in the exit row, which I like the exit row because you get the extra leg room, right?
Okay.
But, you know, you're also responsible for opening the door if something happens. And I ran through the whole scenario in my head. We make a water landing like Sully did on the Hudson.
Oh,
I pull the door, I get the thing, I pull the slide, and one by one, I help everybody slide down the slide until the end when I land safely on the water. The truth is, it is every man for himself on that plane. I put that door open and I dive into the water.
So you are practicing in your mind emergency procedures.
In which I rescue everyone on the plane. Am I all jacked up?
You are
jacked up.
All right, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Somebody says, hey, Fitz. No, that's good parenting. Thank you for that.
Oh, Charlene. Charlene in Puyallup has one of mine. Charizard, she says, is her nickname. When she talks to people with an accent, she starts talking in that accent also.
Yes!
I do that. I can't help it.
That'd be so fun to go to like a foreign country and just pretend.
Right?
It happens.
People do that, don't they?
One night in Reno, I did Australian all night just to see if I could get away with it.
When you were in Reno?
Yeah.
That's what makes you jacked up. All right, Ryder the Youngin.
So I realize I've been doing this since like high school, ever since I got my license. Whenever I'm driving in the car and I pull up next to somebody and I have somebody else in my car, I'll start telling the weirdest story. I'll just be like, yeah, so it was me, my dad, my brother were at my great aunt's funeral. There's applesauce everywhere. And then we just drive off. Well, the other person is staring us down like, what is happening?
So they hear you say that.
Yeah, I just have this random story that I come up with just to get their attention and like freak them out for a second.
Oh, that'll freak them out for the rest of
their
life.
Am I all jacked up?
So jacked up.
You are very jacked up.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Another one on the text here. I do this, too. After, like, you get a brand new carton of eggs, after you use some eggs, you rearrange the carton so there's an even number of eggs on both sides.
Yes, yes. So jacked up.
Am I all jacked up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Hourly Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
7:32. Here's Drew.
Well, the Washington State Patrol is stressing people, please secure your loads. It's spring cleaning, summer cleaning season, so there's a lot of truckloads of stuff out there, whether it be junk or yard waste. Yesterday morning at 8:30 a.m., a metal pipe came flying through a woman's windshield on I-5 down in Tacoma.
That's
came in
horrible.
Like a javelin right in front of her face, shot down between the seat and the door. It missed her entirely, but that would have killed her. Now, you know, people in this area have been killed by very same thing, debris. There is a hefty fine for it. The State Patrol urges you to make sure your loads are secured or you will be getting that fine. I mean, the worst case scenario is you could be hurting someone. You could kill someone. So make sure if you're out with the pickup truck, load of junk, have it tied down, have it secured. Another proposal for high-speed rail has plans to take passengers from Seattle to Portland in under an hour. The system is in a feasibility study at this point. It was presented to the legislature, but it's a train that will travel at 220 miles per hour and get us down there in less than an hour. Could carry up to 3 million passengers a year.
It's like a silver bullet.
That's right.
I wouldn't mind an hour to Portland. That would be very nice.
Less than an hour.
Word is that Seattle's NHL expansion team could be tacking Hockey Hall of Famer Ron Francis to become the team's first general manager. Nope, the team does not have a name yet. By the way, this announcement is not official, but a lot of insiders are saying that Ron Francis is going to be the guy. Get this, he played hockey for 23 years. 23 years with the Whalers, the Maple Leafs, the Penguins. Then he spent 4 seasons as general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. And congratulations to Mariners' Mitch Haniger. He's the team's winner of the 2019 Heart and Hustle Award from the Major League Player Baseball's Alumni Association. This is given by former retired players to current players, exuding passion for the game and embodying the spirit, values, and traditions of the game that include giving back to the community. Mitch getting nods from veterans affairs organizations as well as for organizations that help children.
Hey, everybody, what's up? New Country 98.9 The Bull, Fitz in the Morning. 7:41 now. Welcome to Hump Day. Drew is there. Aunt Claire's right over there. Our very own Ryder, the youngin'. And basically, you know, we're asking you to tell us those weird things you do when no one is looking. Where, you know, we admit those little things we do when no one is watching and determine how crazy and jacked up we are. And then we hear from you and we determine how crazy and jacked up you are. It's that simple. Let's, is it Sarah Ann? Sarah Ann right now is stuck in traffic on 522. Sarah Ann, go ahead.
Hey, so yeah, when I'm stuck in traffic, I trace the letters and the numbers of the license plate in the car in front of me with my tongue on the roof of my mouth.
Nice. Wait, hang on. How's that? Oh, I see. Yeah, weird. Okay, that's jacked up.
Yeah, like, write your name on the roof of your mouth. Like, I get bored, and so that's what I do, and I usually remember the license plate.
You are so jacked up.
Yeah, welcome to the team.
I'm all jacked up.
All right, portable toilet guy Donald, what's up?
Hey, I'm all jacked up because I am officially 30 years old now.
Oh, yeah.
I made it to the 3-0.
Yeah, that's when you're beginning to start feeling jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the jacked up is just beginning.
It, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Barry from Linwood. Barry, what's up, my friend?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Barry! What's up, Barry, all day, every day?
Hey, Fitz, I sit around and I dream about, you know, rescuing people out of pools and stuff, you know, diving in and pulling them off the bottom and rescuing them. And then it happened at the YMCA. Am I all jacked up?
You're a lifesaver.
Yeah. So, Barry, you imagine just diving into random pools and saving people.
Yeah.
Barry, can I ask you, is the theme to Baywatch playing in your imagination?
Yeah. I'm watching Fitz in a two-piece running full motion down the beach.
Oh, we love you, Barry. Have an awesome morning, my friend. We'll talk to
you. I'm going bike riding, everybody.
Yeah, you are. Congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Davin real quick. What's going on, Davin? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. You're on I-5 right now. Tell me why you think you're a little jacked up.
So when I go to drive-thrus, you know, just for kicks and giggles, I'll start talking in different accents, and then I'll act like I don't know what I'm ordering and make them explain it to me.
What is this cheeseburger?
I'm going to start doing that.
You are so jacked up. Want to get some of these texts coming into 96459.
If I visit someone's house and the toilet paper is on the roll the wrong way, I fix it. Am I all jacked up?
No.
No. Well, yes and no, because I think we can all relate to that.
That's good.
It only goes one way. Willow from Mill Creek says that when she's in a car and she sees a Volkswagen Beetle, she yells slug bug even if no one else in the car, because she and her husband play slug bug and she's got to keep her skills
That's
sharp.
That's right.
You're so jacked up.
You're so jacked up.
Always in a picture. F-I-T-Z. F-I-T-Z. Ain't got no use for the rest, because Fitz is the best. He's gonna wake you.
Drew is here. There's Aunt Claire right over there. Writer the Youngin. And Melissa from Federal Way just minutes ago texted me. She said, Amazon Prime Day, or the Amazon Prime Days, absolutely broke me.
Yeah.
So she blamed her negative balance in her bank account, you know, because Amazon Prime.
I bought 6 cases of cat food because Amazon Prime. I don't even have a cat, dude. Thanks, Amazon Prime. Had to eat meow mix for dinner, and I know why. Yeah, yeah, because Amazon Prime.
Because Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime. La 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 da da da.
Bought another Echo Dot. Cause Amazon Prime.
is Amazon Prime.
Now Alexa won't shut the hell up, and I know why. Yeah, cause Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime. La da 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 da.
And text to 96459. Tell us what you got, and then maybe after that put, because Amazon Prime.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have kissed and made up from their big old girl fight, one of many that Taylor Swift has had over the years, part of her Bad Blood series. But Katy said she was the one who stepped up and said, look, we're both adults. We need to cut this stuff out. She wrote her a letter. She went up to her at an award show, and then Taylor invited her over to meet her new kitty cat, and then they were all besties again.
Hey, listen, it's Taylor. Can you bring Orlando over? We could watch Stranger Things.
Or Lord of the Rings. Fun.
Orlando Bloom.
Look, I figure you're a billionaire, I'm a billionaire. Let's just bury the hatchet.
I think we tell this. Maybe a video. I think it'd be really cute if, like, I'm French fries and you're a cheeseburger and we hug it out.
And bring Orlando.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. All right, congratulations to Jimmy Allen. He is engaged to girlfriend Alexis Gale. They got engaged. I think this is adorable. The boys disagree, but I think this is great. He popped the question kneeling in front of the castle at Disney World. Like, they were on this family trip with her family and his little boy. And, like, he asked the question. I think that's really sweet. I love Disney
You know,
World.
I think he could have been more creative for her. He could have made it more special. More thought.
What's
I mean,
more
to me,
special
that's
than Cinderella marriage fantasy Disney World castle?
It's not every woman's engagement dream.
I think it's hers.
How do we know if it's hers? Did you see the reaction? I mean, have we seen the video yet? I'd like to look at her reaction.
I think you're all jacked up is what I think.
I'm just saying now guys and their proposals, they're doing it for hits and clicks. It's no longer, I'm not talking about Jimmy Allen here, but you know, it's like the whole big screen proposal thing.
Right.
Not a good idea.
No,
there's
it's
got
not.
To be more you could do than that. Let's go to Disneyland. I'm going to propose to her there.
Really? I am waiting for one of these big screen baseball game proposals where she says no. And
there's been a lot. Those are my favorite.
Not so good. You know who said no was Kate Winslet at the end of Titanic when she was dying on that door. And we thought, well, if she just moved over like 2 inches, Leo could get up there with her and then they'd both live happily ever after. And she's like, there's no room. I'm holding onto this diamond. What does Leonardo DiCaprio think about that? He gets this question a lot. He never wants to talk about it, and he got it once again, this time from Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt, his co-stars of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The biggest movie controversy of all time. Could Jack have fit on that door at the end?
Oh, my gosh. I thought it. I remember bawling my eyes out when I was
I have no problem. That's telling, I think.
That is funny.
What do you think, Brad?
Well, I'm going to go back and look now. Certainly.
No comment.
Did you mention it at the time? Were you like, should we make the door smaller? So
like I said, I have no comment.
Yeah, I mean, and he's like, hang on a second. You just loved on me and had some serious laundry time with me in that in that vehicle, right? Use me for that. Now you're letting me drown and freeze in the ocean. Yeah. I mean, what kind of a woman is that?
Hey, her heart will go on. He just won't.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely went on.
Oh, yeah.
She got back to the States and went to the pawn shop and hawked that diamond is what she did.
Well, we also know her heart went on because she had a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Fill in the blanks.
But was it Jack?
So did she end up? Yeah, no. Jack died, and she ended up with that guy with the bad eyebrows.
Billy Zane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She had babies with Billy Zane.
I know it.
In Titanic 2.
Yeah.
Titanic 2 return trip.
You ever see that movie Dead Calm with Nicole Kidman? That was Billy Zane too. Never bite Billy Zane onto your boat. I'm just saying.
Because he's always going to get your woman pregnant if you die.
He's going to get your woman. There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
This is Green Gray Bob. Fitz is my son. I proudly serve my country with the Army Special Forces. We live in a land of the free because of our brave men and women, past and present. This is our troop salute.
And Wednesday's Freedom is brought to you by the proud men and women who serve and who have served our nation. And a job well done for a military member can mean a lot of different things. For our troop today, it means the successful completion of a 9-year military career. Today, we salute machinist mate, Second Class Dennis Harris of the United States Navy. Dennis just mustered out of the Navy recently. His last day of service was July 12th, according to his wife, Alicia, who actually sent this salute. Alicia is obviously very proud of her hubby for his service and his hard work, but she wanted to do a salute so that everybody could hear just how proud she is. You see, Dennis served 9 years in the Navy. He was stationed out of the Bangor submarine base and served aboard the USS Ohio for the last 4 years. Harris enlisted back when the economy crashed in 2009. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed to make some sacrifices in order to take care of his family. And Alicia says that Dennis put aside a few of his other goals to provide for them. And sadly, in 2012, Dennis's mother passed away from cancer and he was unable to attend the service because he was on deployment. And this event reminded Dennis of just how precious time with the family is and was part of his motivation to not seek another enlistment and move home to be close to them all. So for his decade of service to this nation and his hard work and values, today we salute Machinist Mate Second Class Dennis Harris of the United States Navy. And we live in the land of the free because of the brave. Drew, how could people submit troop salutes to us?
Just go right to the Facebook page, facebook.com/followfits. Direct message us, tell us about your troop, and we would love to do the salute for you.
Feel free to submit What Are You Kidding Me stories, because I do appreciate all of my embedded What Are You Kidding Me field correspondents.
Well, you appreciate them because they, you know, do your work for you.
That's about enough of that. That's about enough of that.
Just saying.
To be an embedded What Are You Kidding Me correspondent means that they have submitted a What Are You Kidding Me story. It's not that they're doing homework. They're just part of the team.
Well, I mean,
they're embedded.
You used to look these all up on your own. Now you got people sending them to you. Just saying it's work you used to do. Now they do it. They're doing your work for you. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's not a big deal.
Kind of like the Cairo and King app for you when you do the news.
Exactly like that. Straight off their webpage.
Great. That's great. That's great. Well, folks, if you don't mind, I'd like to begin with a... The bird is the word. And now, to kick off the very first What Are You Kidding Me story, a bird chirp singing. What? Drew guesses.
Tequila, the song Tequila.
Incorrect, Drew.
Dang.
Claire.
Taylor Swift's greatest hits.
No, Claire. Right of the youngin.
Holla Back Girl?
Congratulations, yes.
No
Ain't no
way.
Holla Back Girl.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
I was like, whoa.
Millennial.
A bird chirp singing. Baby Shark.
Of course.
I wish it was Hollerback Girl.
Let's, I do too. Of course, at the end, I think it's set on an electrical fence or something. I don't know.
It sounds like it's saying "baby bird." Do 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 do.
Yeah, it does.
It's like our moo 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 song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys want to hear it? Drew? I know you want to hear it just once more.
Please.
This is a bird chirp singing.
I love it.
The baby shark song. Yeah. Let's see. You want to hear a trip? Drew's mom. Her husband who passed away, the bird like always laughs in his voice.
Yeah, it speaks in his voice. It laughs. It does.
Her husband who died,
where it speaks in Ken's voice and then it speaks in her voice as they're talking to each other back and forth.
Oh, see, that is straight up cray cray right
that's
there.
Trippy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his trippy. Laugh. Yeah.
You should teach it this and make everyone a little calmer.
Did she obviously give the bird up for adoption because of that?
No, she sells the bird.
Just kidding.
Oh, no.
Gotta get rid of the bird, man.
I don't know. Another interesting fact about that bird, as long as we're doing What Are You Kidding Me stories?
Yeah.
It's an African gray, right? Uh-huh. They raised it since it was bottle fed. It's like 20 years old now.
Does it bird chirp the baby shark song?
It's a male bird. Yeah. So they were told. It laid an egg last week.
Oh.
Wait, just last week?
2 weeks ago. It laid an egg.
So how does that happen?
Because they were told it was a male bird this whole time, and it laid an egg suddenly.
So it's not a male bird.
No, it is not.
Maybe it's got both.
Anything's possible.
Did did another bird get in the house that I'm not aware of?
I don't think it happens that way, does it?
No, they can lay an egg without that.
Birds just do that.
Okay, bizarre. And there you go, you got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day, and guess what? That's something that we ain't going to solve on this show. Happy Hump Day. How's everybody feeling about this Wednesday? I feel really good about it.
This week's been going by pretty fast, actually.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. Welcome to New Country 98.9 The Bull. Fitz in the morning. If you have a moment, I would love it if you became a P1. Reset your preset right now to 98.9. Hold your finger down until it beeps. You know the routine, P1s. Lock it in right there.
That's right. You hear us talk about P1s all the time. It's a very special group of listeners to us because they've committed themselves to this show. All they've done is locked in New Country 98.9 The Bull on their number one preset. Hold it down till it beeps. Leave it on. Never take it off. That's how you become a P1.
And we want you to, get to know us. We want to get to know you. You know, something about me. When I was growing up, believe it or not, I actually used to deliver furniture and install washer and dryers.
Oh.
The summer after my senior year in high school. Drew, tell us something about you.
Well, if you really want to know about me, my name is Drew. I am a U.S. Marine, and I have actually met Martha Stewart.
Ooh, so they're calling me Aunt Claire. I am. I have 7 nieces and nephews on my side. Sharon's got 7 on her side. So together we have 14 of them.
And it was just the other day that my daughter Drew, who was 7 years old, said, I wish Claire was my aunt. It was from out of nowhere. And I'm like, well, there's... It's your Aunt Claire.
Congratulations, I'm your aunt.
Yeah,
that was easy.
Right at the youngin.
Believe it or not, I actually grew my hair out down to almost like midway part of my back to donate it for kids that were going through cancer.
Wow. So I remember when I saw that photo, right at the youngin, but you had some hair.
Yeah, everybody thought it was, I just had a hair metal phase, but that was not.
And if you're just tuning into the show, you could always call us at 833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. And what's really amazing about our listeners is that when we need you guys, you are here. Like when we need a couple of 5-minute heroes for some quick advice, y'all show up. I just received this message on my Facebook page, facebook.com/followfitz. Fitz, my friends, hubby, and mine were out of town on some business. We decided to do a girls' night out. We all got some sitters. Dinner was an amazing time. Then we went to this little club. Now, we were bombarded by guys. I'm not going to lie to you. We did dress up. Although we are all married and faithful, the attention felt great. However, one of my closest friends spent the night talking and dancing with one guy in particular. And when it was time to go, I couldn't find her. I didn't get a text. Go ahead home without me and I'll call you tomorrow. I got nothing. The next day, she called and told me that she cheated on her husband. And I was disgusted and I told her so. We argued for a couple of minutes and then I hung up on her. She's reached out over and over, but I haven't responded. I can't accept her behavior. Am I the bad friend? Should I give her a chance to explain? She said, call me Tina for now. Tina from Tequila. All right. I need a couple of 5-minute heroes to give some, maybe some quick Insta therapy real quick. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Here's what I know. You are who you hang out with, right? So does that mean if she continued to hang around this woman who demonstrated that behavior, could she start getting into that too?
Yeah.
Possibly, because this person's going to want someone to hang out with, someone to go out with, to get into stuff with.
Right, to live that life with.
But was this a one-time thing where she slipped? You know, we've all sinned in some way or another, right? So maybe her friend needs to, like, confess this and confide and be done with it and move on with her life. It doesn't mean you have to like it or forgive it at all. I wouldn't. I'd be furious at this friend. But she might need someone to help her work through it.
Yeah. Like, you're saying, like, the quick adultery thing was just something to get out of her system.
Hey, you know what?
Whoops.
Yeah, actually.
Anyway, they went to a club, girls' night out. The men stayed back at the hotel, and Tina's friend, who's married, hooked up with someone, and Tina couldn't get a hold of her that night, didn't know anything till the next day. Now, she says she can't forgive her friend for doing that. But love some advice on how she should handle it. 833-822-BULL. Amy in Seattle, how are you? Go ahead.
Hey, I'm good. I just think that Tina needs to not offset her personal feelings of cheating onto her friend. Her friend made the choices she made. She needs to be there, be supportive. This is probably going to be incredibly difficult time for her friend emotionally, and her role as a friend is to be there through the good and the bad, and there has to be a reason that she sought out attention from a man beyond flirting. And, you know, she does her. She might not know what her friend's going through at home, and but so I think that she really needs to be there for her. Still, not.
That's really well said.
But there's still such thing as vows, and the responsibility of a true friend, I think, is to straight up also be a moral sort of compass and guide for. You know, I don't think that's an excuse to say, well, you don't know what's going on at home. That's not why she went out and hooked up with a dude. She's a married woman.
I think that Tina should let her friend know her opinions on cheating and how she feels it's wrong, but she should not ignore her and make her feel isolated and alone during such a difficult time.
Right.
I think that that's not being a good friend.
I totally agree with you. She needs to support her, hear her side. Her job is not to judge her. Her job is to be her. She's not married to her. Right.
Right. See, I don't know if I agree with that. I think if you're a true friend, especially like a best friend, a close friend, it is your job to, you know,
be real with that person.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at the messages coming in. Just like Amy said, there's a lot of compassion for this woman who cheated. I would have thought the other. I would have thought people said,
Homeboy needs to dump her and leave her.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people saying, basically, before you paint the big Scarlet A on her, ask some questions.
Exactly.
Find out what's going on.
You don't know what homeboy's been doing, right? You have no idea what's going on.
What homeboy hasn't been doing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. Hang on. Jake in Maple Valley. Hey, Jake, it's Fitz. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead if you have any advice.
So I'm on the same page as that last girl. I'm pretty much at the point where it's like, she's your friend. You need to support her no matter what. Like, I get, like, the morals and everything. It's shit crappy and everything. But it's like, I just feel like she needs to support her and everything. Like, if my best friend told me, like, hey, man, I did something bad. I need your help. All about like, no problem, man. I'm there in a heartbeat and everything.
I think he needs to tell
the supporter.
I think she needs to tell the girl, you're a straight up hooch. You're a straight up hooch. You went out, you got drunk in Vegas, and that's what you did.
Okay. Well.
And everybody wants to, oh, it must be something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went out, the hubby wasn't around, and she went to town.
So do you think
she's went what?
You're pretty hardline on this. Do you think she should tell her friend she's hooch, or do you think she should go straight to the hubby?
I think she's just sent a text message to that husband right now and say, let me tell you something.
Your wife is
a straight up hooch.
She would be like a terrible instigator. She'd be driving a wedge herself.
Let's see what Theodore. Theodore, how are you, Theodore, in Seattle? What's up, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I think that she should go behind her friend's back and tell her husband.
Ooh.
That's what she should do.
That's right. You don't put up with that hoochville.
It's all fine and dandy to go out and have a few drinks and have a good time, but as soon as you cheat, that's next level. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But then you're getting in someone else's relationship.
See, I know.
Yeah. Getting involved.
That's true, too. That's scary.
Well, encouraging her to tell her own husband, but don't go.
Give her an ultimatum. Be like, hey, you know what? I can't associate with you until you're truthful with your husband, whether or not the situation is. If you need to get out, get out.
But that's what people are
cheating
saying.
Cheating isn't the answer.
She might need a friend right now.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. The competition of the crappers starts now. Round two of County Wars is on. It's county versus county, city versus city. And Drew, what is the current record for the month of July?
Pierce County staying just out in front with this morning's win at 7. King County has 3. Kitsap has 3. Mason with 2. Grays Harbor with 2. Snohomish with 2. Jefferson County and Skagit County, 1 apiece on the board.
And Claire, what's today's prize of County Wars?
Tickets for Jeff Dunham at the Washington State Fair.
Oh, he's so funny, the puppet guy.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one who does an Al-Qaeda character?
Yeah. He got a little trouble for it, but it's a great one.
All right. Now, before we get into this edition of County Wars, I must tell you that this is indeed a unique situation of County Wars. You've heard one of our huge P1s on this show. He listens all the time, calls all the time, gets to play a lot of games all the time because he is so active on the radio station. We love him for it. Honey Bucket Corey Now, Drew, tell everybody what a honey bucket is.
Honey bucket is a particular brand of portable facilities. Like you might go to a concert or an outdoor event, and you're going to see the porta-johns there. That's a honey bucket.
Honey bucket Corey is representing King County. And then his contestant, they don't even know about that. Do they know about this, by the way? His competitor is portable toilet guy Donald from Arlington, representing Snohomish County.
He's competing in the game, and they're competing out on the streets for business.
That's right.
It's a legit turf war.
This is the competition for the crappers. And they do know. They do know?
They do know.
All right.
I think a challenge was thrown down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, your fierce competitors, Honey Bucket Corey from Shoreline, representing King County. What's up, Honey Bucket?
What's up? What's up, Fitz? How are you doing?
Good, my brother. And Honey Bucket Corey, this is indeed an unbelievable situation here. Your competitor is portable toilet guy Donald from Arlington, representing Snohomish County.
Oh.
What's up, guys?
I accept the challenge, and you know what? A guy that's winners become losers, and yeah.
Yes.
So I accept the challenge.
Honey
At
Bucket.
At least it's not Pierce County, and it's Snohomies. I don't have any problems with Snohomies.
Let me explain the rules to you right now.
It's my 30th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And guess what? We're all family, no matter if we competition, Corey.
Yep. We all do the same thing.
Oh,
you guys just
want to cancel
the game and go get coffee or something?
Yeah. We were trying to make you guys go at each other's throats.
We'll be best buds.
All right, let me explain the rules to you. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, you got to scream your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. County Wars is on. Which major online retailer is building a brand new massive 45-story tower in downtown Bellevue?
Donald. Amazon.
That is correct.
Boom.
All right, here we go. It really does pay to listen to the show. Which purple-haired Seattle Reign soccer star led the U.S. women's team to their victory in the World Cup?
Corey.
Rapinoe.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Corey brings it up to a tie.
All right, you guys.
Good luck, Corey.
Yep, good luck to you, too.
This is going to be quick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
What is the name of the Seahawks mascot?
Corey.
Oh, that is so close.
I think it was Corey.
Corey. That was me.
Oh, man. Who? It was who?
Donald.
Corey.
Because this is so close, I'm going to go to the next question. I only think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
That was so close. Whew. All right. It always pays to listen to the show. You might have heard, if you listen to the show, a brand new segment where Fitz specifically tells certain jokes. What kind of jokes?
Donald! Dad jokes.
Yeah! That is correct!
Congratulations, Donald.
Man,
that was tough. Donald.
Oh, wow.
Good job, Corey.
You know what? This is what it's all about, you guys. Portable toilet guy Donald from Arlington and Honey Bucket Corey from Shoreline. They've just proven that no matter what, P1s stick together and are family no matter what.
That's right.
Yeah.
And everybody says that they got hard jobs. We got hard jobs. We got to deal with everybody and everybody's stuff inside the tank.
You got to put up with people's crap and everybody else's crap.
We do.
Yep.
Well, guys, we thank you for what you do. I hope you know that we are grateful for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Portable Toilet Guy Donald. I am the proud of Snohomish County, and I just picked King County 5 by a mile long. Or I should say, by a toilet long.
By a turd. Hey, Claire, tell Portable Toilet Guy Donald what he's won today.
Well, birthday boy, you just picked up 2 tickets to see Jeff Dunham at the Washington State Fair.
Woohoo! You know me. We met Angel of the Winds.
Cause that was you? I went up stage 2 that same night.
No way.
Yeah, way. Tim, I had
small world.
And I got a night stay and a growler.
Same here.
Hey, do you guys want to exchange phone numbers? I think we need to make this happen.
No, I do not, Fitz. I don't play that way. My girlfriend wouldn't like that.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Somebody says that was a really crappy County Wars. Somebody says, Fitz, that was a real crapshoot.
Fitz in the Morning, grabbing the day by the horns.
It's What Have We Learned Today
on New Country 98.9
The Bull.
If you're not a P1, you need to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, and keep it on. Reset that preset to 98.9 and share it with your friends and your coworkers and your loved ones. All right, if you have picked up anything from the show, let us know. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Well, a couple things I learned. I learned that we just had one of the most unbelievable, brilliant county wars ever.
Yes.
Between Honey Bucket Corey and Portable Donald.
Portable Toilet Guy Donald.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Rock stars.
I also learned today on the show that somebody's having a very, very special birthday today. You guys, David Hasselhoff is 66 years old today.
Woo! The Hoff.
Wow. The Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Knight Rider.
This is David Hasselhoff singing Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling.
Oh my God.
Deep inside of me.
You know, he's an absolute legend in Germany.
He is.
Yeah.
The German.
The Germans love the Hoff.
Yes.
Sign the paper.
The Hoff.
Happy birthday. You know, David Hasselhoff, he still looks pretty good for his age, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, people used to make fun of his man boobs and stuff, but I mean, come on.
You get him sooner or later.
Hooked on a feeling. I'm on a feeling.
Oh, my God.
You're in love with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Jersey, what have we learned today?
Well, the most profound thing that I learned today was that Claire has 14 nieces and nephews.
Dang.
Yes. Wiped out at Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas is very expensive.
Yeah.
Broke, man.
A lot of people are wondering, like, Fitz, why do you call her Aunt Claire? I'm like, well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
That's why.
She is the Northwest aunt. She's an aunt to us all.
You bet.
Thank you for that.
I will teach you all how to drive.
Oh, God.
Claire, what have you picked up from the show today?
People in Florida are flushing their meth, and it's getting in the water system, and now we have methigators.
Meth crocs. Methigators.
Did you hear about the alligators in the south?
Freaking me out.
Yeah. People are flushing their meth. Their high-speed chicken feed.
High-speed chicken feed,
Fitz. Not good.
The alligators are eating the high-speed chicken feed.
Now they're going to be 20 feet long, unstoppable, unemployed, toothless gators. That might be the only good part.
Red eyes, man.
Yeah.
And they'll steal your television.
Methigators
and crocodiles.
I'm just saying, in the world, in the time of Sharknado and all that stuff,
Fitz, we have to shoot a video about the crocs.
The Methigator?
You need to be the star of Sharkigator.
You're going
to
be the Ian Ziering of
you
Fitz in the Morning.
You are going to be the Ian Ziering.
And I will be your Tara Reid.
I would love that. Hey, those people are stars.
And if she's not available, I'll wear a wig and I'll be the Tara Reid.
We could do that too. Yeah. Hey, Ryder the Youngin, what'd you learn from today's show?
During today's show, I learned that whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Ooh.
Unless you cheat on somebody and your best friend's there.
Mm-hmm. If you missed that was an interesting moment on the show today. If you missed that, we're so excited because you can now get our Fitz in the Morning podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. It's a completely condensed version of the show. Go to any podcast app, type in Fitz in the Morning. You'll see this little mountain, little space needle, little FITM. It says Fit 'em. Fitz in the Morning, Fit 'em.
Mm-hmm.
Get that, and you can check out the show in your time today. Wingnut, what's going on with you, sir?
$1,000, 910, the Fitz Summer Splash of Cash, and it doesn't stop. I feel like the official Watershed ambassador.
You really
tickets
are.
On the tens.
Yes.
Sold out Watershed tickets on the tens starting at 9:10 all day today.
Watershed is sold out. We got them tickets. Make you scream and shout.
Come on.
We'll see you on the tens, folks. Woo! My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Wingnut.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody!